My irrational fears as a child, Monica's ridiculous upbringing in Bedford County, and Antoine's evil lies here on the top moments of the week as we count them down. The week that was on the K92 Morning Thang. We do stuff here.
We do. Then we forget that we did stuff.
That's why we record it.
Yep.
And we play it back for ourselves.
Like, oh, remember that? Yeah.
Good moments.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good moments.
Interested moment.
Oh, for sure. Yes.
Embarrassing moments sometimes.
Embarrassing
Vulnerable moments. Shameful moments. All of them here in the top moments of the week. We count them down on the thing. Number three is childhood pain. So it would be an emotional moment. Sometimes when you're a kid, you have irrational fears.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes when you're an adult, you have irrational fears. Though I would say this one is rational because there is just something ooky about puppets that look a little too much like people. I don't like it. They're the kind that rise up in horror movies and start killing people when they're talking like this. Not a fan of puppets that look like people. And when I was a kid, I had to be dragged away from a fair because of some puppet actions. This is one of my earliest memories. It was a fair of some kind. And they had this puppet show. And of course, my parents think, oh, he's a little kid.
He'll love it.
Doofuses love puppets. Here you go. And this one puppet came out and was this chick. And she just looked too realistic. And I remember crying and losing it. And my parents taking me away from the puppet show because I hated that puppet so much. And shame on my parents. How did they carry me? They pick you up. Uh-huh. So then, you know, my head is over the shoulder. So they're walking away from the
and
puppet show.
And you're staring at the puppets.
All I can see is the puppets.
But that's hilarious.
I know. Like they're rubbing the puppets in my face.
Oh. Puppets are scary.
Yeah. And I'm telling you, the ones that are closer to people. You give me Kermit the Frog all day long, I'm not afraid of him. What was that, pets.com, the sock puppet? Afraid of a sock puppet. I'm afraid of puppets that look like people, especially the lady ones. I don't know why. If you watch Mr. Rogers as a kid, Lady Elaine, I did not care for her.
She had rosy cheeks.
Oh, man. She was like that aunt of yours that would always smother you with kisses and smell like old vodka all at the same time. Not a fan of her. Number two here on the top moments of the week has to do with Monica's upbringing. She's from the country. Or as they say, the country.
The country.
And they're just...
Bedford County.
There's a different way of life there. And I'm not saying it's bad. It's different. I like it in a lot of ways. Uh-huh. It's a simpler time. And then there is some sort of... There's a picking and a grinning aspect to it as well. And we learned that Monica, as part of school... This is gym class or actually regular class. I don't even know. But her curriculum involved The Achy Breaky by Billy Ray Cyrus. The Achy Breaky?
Yes, in school they make you do the Achy Breaky.
I've never been made to do the Achy Breaky.
Don't break my heart. You have to do the line.
There's a line. So
and you had to do it for, it was part of the class.
So now it's a Cupid shuffle. What? Yeah.
You got to understand, Monica went to school.
A lot of people did the Achy Breaky.
Welcome to country school. These are your announcements for the morning. Welcome, welcome. Everybody's got their overalls on. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Today's lunch in the cafeteria will be piece of straw. Piece of straw, everybody. Piece of straw.
I remember doing it, though.
We'll be picking and grinning.
Oh, man.
What's that, turkey foot, something or other?
Yep.
See you in Achy Breaky class, everybody.
I guess that one's out.
I guess that one's out, too. You are correct.
Good old Achy Breaky. It was elementary school, Body Camp Elementary.
It was. Mm-hmm. You know, Antoine, I mean, you can take foreign languages there. And, of course, they have Spanish and French. And then there's horse. So you want to talk to your horse.
You can speak horse. Or,
it's, I think it's important to have to be at one.
Wow. Yeah.
Or raccoon.
No.
Raccoon.
No.
Raccoon.
That isn't even.
Well, because you want to talk to them. It's actually, it's not just raccoon. It's called critters. So you get to learn how to communicate to all the different critters to get them off of your land.
Who teaches this class? Dr. Doolittle?
Yes.
I know.
Yes. Dr. Doolittle's cousin. Johnny Lee Doolittle.
Johnny Lee
Doolittle. Yeah, exactly. Top moment of the week. Antoine over there all smiling, trying to look all smooth and nice and polite.
I'm very nice.
Oh, man, he tries to play nice all the time, Monica. He's all, look at me. I call my mama. I used to work with children.
Yeah.
All of these things.
All
and
facts. All facts.
A liar. Also a fact. You lied to a man. He just wanted to get to know you. He wanted to be your friend. And you said, no, I'm above you. I don't want to give you my phone number.
He goes, you know, we should stay in contact. Can I get your phone number? So at that moment, I had a decision to make. Do I be nice?
Yeah.
Or do I protect my peace?
I pause. I like how Monica's, yeah, you be nice. Yeah, of course. No, he does not.
Chose to protect my peace. So what I did was I gave him my phone number up to the last digit. And then I changed the last digit of my phone number.
You gave him the wrong number?
I gave him the wrong number, but close enough to where it could be a legitimate mistake.
You're like a lady. You gave the wrong number? Look at you. Shout out to Antoine. K92 Morning Thang, official slime ball of the week.
Good for you. You're getting the slime ball.
I don't want the slime ball award.
I believe that guy would give you the slime ball award if he knew you did that on purpose.
But you didn't meet
I haven't
the guy.
Talked to him, so I don't know.
Yeah. I know that because he's trying to get in touch with you, and your number neighbor is getting bombarded by all these texts from that guy. Shame on you.